When Octavia's gaze settled on Bellamy, her mouth fell open in surprise. He could see her mind race to make sense of the situation. They both knew he'd never be selected as a guard, which meant that he had to be there as an imposter. But just as she began to mouth a warning, the Chancellor turned to address the prisoners who were still coming down the ramp. Octavia reluctantly turned her head, but Bellamy could see the tension in her shoulders. His heart sped up as the Chancellor finished his remarks and motioned for the guards to finish loading the passengers. He had to wait for just the right moment. If he acted too soon, there'd be time to haul him out. If he waited too long, Octavia would be barreling through space toward a toxic planet while he remained to face the consequences of disrupting the launch. Finally, it was Octavia's turn. She turned over her shoulder and caught his eye, shaking her head slightly, a clear warning not to do anything stupid. But Bellamy had been doing stupid things his whole life, and he had no intention of stopping now. The Chancellor nodded at a woman in a black uniform. She turned to the control panel next to the dropship and started pressing a series of buttons. Large numbers began flashing on the screen. The countdown had begun. He had 3 minutes to get past the door, down the ramp, and onto the dropship, or else lose his sister forever. As the final passengers loaded, the mood in the room shifted. The guards next to Bellamy relaxed and began talking quietly amongst themselves. Across the deck on the other ramp, someone let out an obnoxious snort. 248. 247. 246. Bellamy felt a tide of anger rise within him, momentarily overpowering his nerves. How could these assholes laugh when his sister and 99 other kids were being sent on what might be a suicide mission? 232. 231. 230. The woman by the control panel smiled and whispered something to the Chancellor, but he scowled and turned away. The real guards had begun trudging back up and were filing into the hallway. Either they thought they had better things to do than witness humanity's first attempt to return to Earth, or they thought the ancient dropship was going to explode and were headed to safety. 214. 213. 212. Bellamy took a deep breath. It was time. He shoved his way through the crowd and slipped behind a stocky guard whose holster was strapped carelessly to his belt, leaving the handle of the gun exposed. Bellamy snatched the weapon and charged down the loading ramp. Before anyone knew what was happening, Bellamy jabbed his elbow into the Chancellor's stomach and threw an arm around his neck, securing him in a headlock. The launch deck exploded with shouts and stamping feet, but before anyone had time to reach him, Bellamy placed the barrel of the gun against the Chancellor's temple. There was no way he'd actually shoot the bastard, but the guards needed to think he meant business. 112. 111. 110. "Everyone back up!" Bellamy shouted, tightening his hold. The Chancellor groaned. There was a loud beep and flashing numbers changed from green to red. Less than a minute left. All he had to do was wait until the door to the dropship started to close, then push the Chancellor out of the way and duck inside. There wouldn't be any time to stop him. "Let me onto the dropship or I'll shoot!" The room fell silent, save for the sound of a dozen guns being cocked. In 30 seconds, he'd either be heading to Earth with Octavia or back to Walden in a body bag.